tropical storm Barry is inching closer to Louisiana today. The state's governor, John Bel Edwards, says that this will be the first time in history that a hurricane, if it becomes a hurricane, will make landfall in the state when the Mississippi River is already at flood stage. Earlier today on Morning Edition, Casey Tingle of the governor's Emergency Preparedness Office talked about that concern.
This one is unique because of the extreme amount of flooding that has come down the Mississippi River, not just recently, but over several months. Creates an opportunity where storm surge could actually come up the Mississippi River. So that's something that we've been paying very close attention to.
Joining us now is Jeff Huffman, Director and Chief Meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network and our expert on hurricanes. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Jeremy.
So what is the outlook at this point for Barry?
Well, it's not good, but it's, of course, unique. Every hurricane or tropical system has individual hazards that could be more significant than the other. And with this one, it's important to remember that this is not the same type of hurricane like Michael last year or Irma 2 years ago or Harvey in Texas. But the outcome could be significant in terms of inland flooding and heavy rain as it comes ashore.
Well, you mentioned Harvey. I remember from Harvey, one of the big problems was it sat there over Texas and dropped so much rain. The rain is a big concern with this storm.
It is. There will be some wind impacts near the coast and even probably some what I would call minor to moderate wind damage even further inland near the center, just from straight-line winds. There will also be a surge concern near the coast, but we can't emphasize enough how this story could evolve over several days. Like you mentioned, we've got the inland freshwater flooding that could occur from rain coming out of the sky, also all the water still in all the tributaries leading into the Mississippi River. I think this will be a significant flood risk, similar to Harvey in terms of that was the risk. Harvey was a stalling system. This is a slow-moving one with several other compounding factors.
And what about the city of New Orleans in particular? Obviously, we remember what happened in 2005 with Hurricane Katrina. They have beefed up the levees there. But what are you worried about with New Orleans?
I'm a little more worried about residents there letting their guard down after the storm has passed. I know we hear word that they've made significant improvements since Katrina. As you mentioned off the top of this segment, this is another unique situation, and it's the stress on those levees that I'm concerned about over several days. Even the water upstream, say in sections of Mississippi and Arkansas and western Tennessee, that still has to flow down the Mississippi. So we could be looking at a story here that lingers for many days after Barry comes ashore.
Now, this is Barry. That starts with a B. That means it's the second storm of the Atlantic season, although the first one didn't become a tropical storm. What are you seeing in terms of the overall season this year, or what are you expecting?
Well, it's not uncommon to see a storm in July. Obviously, this one came from a unique location, and I think that might be the story this year. We have a lot of uncertainty in terms of all the different signals that we look at for overall seasonal activity. The El Nino is weakening, now expected to kind of go away by the fall. So we do need to kind of stay alert to all the different factors that could contribute to the hurricane season in general. And of course, I always remind our listeners that we've got to stay prepared. But I think there's a chance that something more unique could happen this year, where storms maybe don't develop far out to sea, but they develop closer to land, which of course, we got to stay alert with and be prepared for quick action.
So for our listeners in Louisiana along the Gulf Coast there, what would your message be to them today as Barry approaches?
Heed the advice of the local officials and be patient, especially after the storm passes, and be very, you know, make sure that you have the supplies that you need. Of course, if you lose power, now is the time to finish those supplies and prepare stay diligent in staying informed even after the storm passes. Jeremy, I think this will be a flood concern for several days after Barry moves north.
That is Jeff Huffman, Director and Chief Meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, as we watch Tropical Storm Barry make its way toward Louisiana. Jeff, thanks as always.
You're welcome.